about duck operations.
Hi, is Dean available?
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Well, that's okay. Well, in that case, is there anybody else around that, like, helps him with the finance decisions of the company, like a CFO or a controller or, like, an office manager or something like that?
Well, I'm the office manager. My name is Debbie.
Well, hi, Debbie.
I can help you.
Okay, yeah, sure, no worries. Hi, Debbie. Well, my name is Steve. I'm actually calling from Cardiff, and I'm just trying to follow up with Dean or, you know, anybody that does the finance decisions for the company. I sent out an offer to the company about like 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if you guys have gotten it across your desk or anything like that, but I'm sure that you guys get these pretty much all the time, and I know that it's usually end up in the trash can, which is okay. But that's why I'm trying to follow up. It was a offer for like equipment financing or some working capital, and just seeing really if you guys have any kind of needs right now or in the future, or is there a certain time of the year that you guys look for that stuff?
Well, I can tell you this right now. No, he is not.
No, okay.
He's not looking.
That's all right. Is there any certain time of the year that you guys or that he looks for that stuff?
No, there's not.
Okay.
Right now, he's trying to get everything that he's got paid off, taken care of, and he is not borrowing any more money, I can tell you that.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. That's what I...
His wife started working in the office part-time, so
really?
Can assure you of that. He is not going to be borrowing any money.
All right. Totally understandable. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
As long as we don't have rain, and you know how rainy it's been. Well, I don't know if you know. I don't know where you're at, but I tell you what, we have had nothing but rain all year.
Yeah, no, that's what I keep seeing, yeah. It's hard to get that equipment in there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you can't get your equipment in there, you sure can't get the logs out. So.
That's true. No equipment equals no logs, I understand.
Right, and then that equals no payments.
I got that. All right. So it's been pretty rainy, huh? All year long or just summertime?
All year. Yes, all year.
Like history-making kind of rain? I saw that West Virginia was pretty, had that huge flood.
Yeah. We have had, well, I don't know how many inches we've had, but... For a while there, it rained for days and days and days, and then it would rain every week, and every week he would have to miss work because of rain. And when it rained, it wasn't just a little bit, you know, it came what we
downpoured.
Call flash floods, and then water standing everywhere, and like you said, he couldn't get in the woods to get any wood.
Yeah. Did you guys have any flash floods that were, like, lost anything? Did you guys lose any grounds?
No.
Well, that's good. I was actually speaking to some logging companies up in West Virginia who said that they lost some logging, like, territory, like some camps and stuff due to that stuff. So I'm glad that didn't affect you guys at all.
No, we didn't have any of that. But, see, we have a lot of water here. We're right on the coast, and... So, you know, whenever we have a lot of rains, our rivers flood, and our inland waterway even gets high. So, we're there's not a lot we can do when we have a lot of rain. So.
Sure, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I used to live over there. Actually, I used to live in North Carolina too. I used to live in what was it called? By the Outer Banks. I know it's kind of on the coast. You guys are a little bit more inland.
No, we're not inland.
Oh, you're not?
On the coast.
Oh, okay.
We are 30 miles between North Myrtle Beach and 30 miles between Wilmington, North Carolina. We are right on the ocean.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, see, I lived right in between Outer Banks and Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is nice.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you know, we're so close that we can go down there and have dinner or whatever. A lot of people just go down there and spend a week. I mean, it's like I said, it's 30 miles, but they'll go down there and stay. So.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I was living over there because I was in the military, so I did 4 years in the Navy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
where
I do.
Where are you now?
I'm over in sunny San Diego.
Oh, my gosh.
We could use some of your rain, though.
Now, my mom has a first cousin that's in San Diego, and she moved, I don't know where she moved to, but when you had the earthquake, she was 15 miles from the earthquake.
Oh, the most recent one we just had?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was pretty big. That was the first one I've ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. I've never felt one before. But yeah, it was. She was only 15 miles away. That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's why she said 15 miles from the earthquake, or I guess the center of the earthquake or whatever. Whatever
wow.
It's called.
Yeah, how'd she say it was pretty big, pretty rough?
Yeah, she did. She said that she and her husband were asleep, and of course it woke them up, and she said, we just held each other because we knew it was the end. But
oh man,
so evidently it scared them pretty bad.
Sure, of course. Think it would scare anybody? The earth moving underneath you, right?
Oh gosh, I don't want to experience it. I've been through hurricanes and all that sort of stuff, but no,
I don't want
no earthquake.
No, yeah, right.
Or tornado.
Any of those natural disasters, none of them are good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do appreciate your time, Debbie. One more question, see if you know. I don't know if you know, but is there a certain bank that you guys use or no?
A certain bank that we use?
Yeah. They typically lean on for anything?
No.
It's okay if you don't know. It's all right.
We have dealings with several banks here.
Okay. Just pretty much local stuff?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so.
Well, very nice. Well, I hope the rain stop, and I hope it gets a little bit drier out there for you guys and get some business going, huh? Send some of your rain this way. We could really use it out here, that's for sure.
Well, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And if you just want to let Dean know that I called or something, and just hold on to some of my information just in case you guys ever need it.
I sure will.
All right, Debbie. Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.